In the days of Jesus, a shepherd would definitely put himself in harm's way in order to protect his flock. He would fight off the occasional wolf, coyote, or maybe even a bear. They would definitely take some risk in order to protect their investment. But if you asked a shepherd, would you intentionally die for your sheep? I doubt very seriously any shepherd would play that game. They may end up losing their lives in the midst of a battle, but I doubt very seriously that they went into any situation with an animal knowing that they were going to die and yet still chose to go into that situation. But that's exactly what Jesus says here in the text. He says that he will lay down his life for his sheep. Hired hands don't do that. They may be good at leading sheep into green pastures or may be good at counting sheep, but hired hands are doing it for the paycheck, not for the love of the sheep. But Jesus says, I lay down my life for the sheep. He isn't forced into it. He isn't surprised by his death, or he's not caught off guard as if he was expecting to come out of the fight unharmed. He lays it down. He's in control the whole time. He wasn't bested, outsmarted, or outmaneuvered. He lays down his life, and he says that this is one reason why the Father loves him. Jesus laid down his life to protect his sheep from predators, from sin, from judgment, from separation, from death. He didn't just die as an example or to show how deep his love for us is. His death actually accomplished something. There was a definite purpose and intent in Jesus' death, and that was to protect the sheep from the condemnation of sin and the judgment of God. But notice something else that puts Jesus in the category of either crazy or the Christ. He goes on to say, I have authority to lay down my life that I may take it up again. Many people can say that they can die at any time. They could drive off a cliff or do a number of terrible things, but none of them would say, I will take up my life again. Lunatic or Lord, those are the options that we're left with. We can side with those in the text that say Jesus is demon-possessed, or we can say, no way, no how. But the real test is whether or not he actually took up his life again. And we know because we've read the end of this gospel, or at least we've heard the story. If this Jesus is the Good Shepherd, then our role is pretty simple. We follow him. We listen for his voice and follow him. Don't look elsewhere for joy and don't wander away. Keep your ears tuned to his voice, your eyes set to his word. He will guide you, he will guard you, and he will grow you because he gave his life for you. When you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Romani Calderash Life Word broadcast that's heard in Romania.